Did you take the day off or have the day off? Or you at work?
Nah, I'm taking the week off. I put in PTO like over a month ago. I kind of did that last year, and I figure it's going to be my yearly thing. And, you know, I have priority when it comes to time off and seniority, which is good. I always put in for it a couple months in advance. So that way you got Christmas and my birthday, you know, not working. I'm not worried about all the stuff going on in the office and all the 100 things that I usually do. So not my problem this week, so I'm not going to worry about it.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. So you're a December baby too, huh?
Yep, December 27th.
Yeah, the two oldest granddaughters, they were both born in December. One's the 16th or 17th, and then the other one's the 26th.
Yeah, my half-sister, she was born on the 27th. She's about 10 years older than me, but, yeah, it's kind of a trip. She was born on the 27th. I forget which year, though, but if I'm 83, I would put her about 73-ish. I don't know. They're probably 8 or 9, 10 years older than me, both my half-sisters. And my biological sister is 7 years younger than me. Or so is my wife, so that's kind of how I remember.
Yeah, it's the little things to be able to take in and make, be able to make, be able to remember things.
Yeah, it's funny how I'm able to remember my ham call sign because, you know, it's, I'm kind of laughing. It's like, it's almost like a vanity call sign in itself because it's KK, so both of my boys' names start with a K. Just remember 7, and then I remember the boys, and it's YFS, so I basically said, you're for a spouse. And that's kind of how I remembered it the first day because it was kind of funny how that worked out.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm still looking at mine, trying to remember it. I got mine. But you've seen where I have my GMRS call sign, and then right on the other side, I put on my ham radio call sign this morning. That way, I can see it to remember it.
Yeah, for sure. I'll write down yours and Gina's, and I talked with Gina on the W7VW on Hammaker. I was trying to get a signal for my house, and I have to stand in a certain spot in my bedroom to be about half quieting on the repeater. So if I participate in the club net, I'll probably just go outside or drive up to campus and hang out because I know I can hit it up there with that dual band antenna on the HT. So I might give it a shot when that happens, but we'll see. Imagine you can probably hit it from your house. You're more or less line of sight than I am, but it's just the ridge and stuff between there and being in the house that's causing me not to really hear it. I don't think I could monitor it in my living room, actually. I have it up on the shelf, but I'm not sure if I heard anything like last night when they had their other one.
Yeah, I didn't hear him last night. I was busy with some other stuff, but yeah, I don't have much problems listening to him.
Yeah, you're kind of down the flats of Klamath, so I think that on a handheld you might hit him pretty good. I know obviously we can hit Hogback pretty well because the repeaters are in the same spot, but yeah, I'm just surprised that we don't get into Hammaker that well. Because, you know, I've been on top of Hammaker, and it's like you can literally see all of Klamath, but just that ridge in the way gives it a difference, because I know on you know, Cav 600, I could be basically off Ben Kearns, that big old massive ridge in the way, and still can get into Cav 600. So, you know, radio is fickle, I suppose, when it comes to that. And the fact that it's on 2 meter, you know, so who knows.
Right. So, yeah, I was just, I heard John on here a little bit ago and then Jeff, so, I was just kind of getting, done and getting set up for things for the day.
Yeah, you guys have any plans for Christmas or anything out of different?
Now, most of the, I don't know, the two oldest granddaughters might swing by, but everybody else is over in Medford now, so, yeah, no, it's probably just going to be her and I, and then I guess Black Bear is running some kind of a Christmas dinner deal, so we're probably going to do that.
Well, you can't go wrong with that, because, yeah, our organization and stuff, we would actually get Black Bear dinners, holiday market dinners, and give them to certain people. So the Black Bear ones always smell good. It's always pretty good food. Yeah, we're actually going to, we got a marinated tri-tip we're going to make and have, like, green beans, mashed potatoes, do it at our house, have a father-in-law over. So got the house squared away yesterday and got the tree up and everything, so that's what our plans are going to be.
Yeah, we've always done, well, usually always had somebody or people around, you know, so we'd always have like prime rib or something like that, but, you know, anymore it's just two of us, it's not really worth taking and doing that.
The one thing I miss, because wife used to be District 4 and they would have their annual fire department banquet at Knights of Columbus. They would have Yummy's Catering cater the event, and they had like prime rib and everything. It's like, I have like three slabs of prime rib with tons of horseradish on there, and, you know, people are giving me a weird look like I was eating like I was a firefighter or something, but it was good. But they used to have that every year because some of the board members are part of that, so they usually would have that building available and have their banquets there. So that was something I always used to look forward to, but not anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't go wrong when Norm had it and doing the cooking. He was a dang good cook. Break.